Ah, Mr. Flanders, please, just in time for tea.
Lady Pompon.
I must say, that is an interesting outfit you are wearing.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Cream or sugar?
Oh, just black.
Lemon?
Oh, please.
May I call you Jack?
Of course.
Your late aunt told me that you were some sort of adventurer.
Oh, I have traveled a bit.
And where have you ventured, Jack?
Different places.
Yes?
India, Bali, Java, Sumatra, the Amazon, and a few different dimensions, alternate realities, that sort of thing.
Ah, that's nice. Tell me, Jack, are you a man of discipline?
Discipline?
Or are you a man of indecision?
Well, no, I'm still alive.
Do you know what Inverness needs most desperately?
No.
Discipline.
I see.
What you see is disappearing before your very eyes, Jack.
Yeah, well, I can believe that. I didn't know there was a lighthouse out there.
Out where?
Out in the bay.
There is no lighthouse.
Really? The fog is moving in from the bay, drifting up through the pines.
I have a plan.
Good grief, what was that?
What was what?
Something black and big just flashed past the window. Didn't you see it?
No, but strange things do fly by the windows at night.
Really?
Oh, yes. I remember standing here, and over there was... Oh, no! My favorite teapot!
Your what?
It's gone. I was holding it just a moment ago.
But...
They stole the damn tea cozy, too.
But how?
How should I know how?
You mean the teapot you were just pouring from?
But they left in exchange.
Well, what is that, a humidor?
Turn your back for an instant and everything is snatched from under you. The filthy little pack rats.
I wonder what's in this humidor.
When Lady Jowls was alive, she need merely to fix her eyes and glare, and the problem would cease immediately.
Cigars.
I beg your pardon?
The humidor, it's filled with cigars.
Cigars?
Yeah, and they're fresh.
You are not thinking of smoking, are you?
No. I think they're Cuban.
Cuban?
Yeah, they're the same kind little Frida used to smoke.
Little Frida?
Oh, she was a child with pigtails who smoked Havana cigars.
Stunted her growth, I would think.
Oh, you've met her?
No.
Well, she was a remarkable child.
So, Jack, while they steal us blind, you are satisfied to sit there daydreaming over some illegal and smelly, repulsively communist cigars.
Well, look, I'll see what I can
do. They stole your entire wardrobe, and you will see what you can do.
Lady Pompon,
it is also obvious that you have a rather rubbery spine, Jack. What is needed in Inverness is discipline, and more...
What exactly besides my clothes and your teapot have been stolen?
The list is endless.
Well, just give me some examples.
That exquisite antique grandfather clock that once stood in the foyer.
Oh, the old cuckoo clock.
Yes, that precious cuckoo.
Well, that belonged to Dr. Missoula.
Are you referring to that insane alchemist?
Dr. Missoula was as sane as everyone else around here.
My point exactly. Listen to me, Jack. I have formulated a plan.
Yes, Lady Pompon.
First and foremost, what we need is...
Discipline.
Do not interrupt, please. First and... What is that?
Sounds like trouble. You know, I better check this out. The last time I heard that bell, something was caught in Dr. Missoula's dragonfly paper.
Why would that old fool try to catch dragonflies?
Well, he wasn't. He was trying to snare a dragon.
Oh, my. A dragon.
No land without stones, no meat without bones.
Lady Pompon was pressuring Jack to enforce discipline on the inhabitants of Inverness when a bell began to ring. Happy to escape, Jack rushed off to investigate, grinning to himself as he ran down the hall, through the parlor, the study, the library, and outside into the fog.
The bell has stopped ringing. That's odd. There's no one around.
Did you ring, sir?
What?
You rang the bell, yes?
No, it wasn't me.
I know you. You're that Jack.
Yeah, and you are?
You don't recognize me.
I don't think you're Jives, the butler.
No. Wham Bam.
What?
Wham Bam.
Wham Bam Shazam?
Yes.
You mean you've been here in Inverness all this time?
Nah, I went off to Gay Paris.
Paris?
Oui, studied at the Cordon Bleu.
You don't mean you're a chef?
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Why did you come back here?
You know what it's like out there?
Paris?
No, no, out in the world.
Well, yeah, sort of.
People out there are nuts.
Well, yeah.
They're rarely kind to each other. In fact, they're downright nasty.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
So you like that?
No, no, but... Well, actually, I always felt that Inverness was the place that is really nuts.
Well, it's not the same kind of nuts.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So why'd you ring the bell?
Oh, it wasn't me.
It rang itself.
Well, I didn't see anyone.
Oh, I know. You are one of the saved.
Saved?
By the bell.
You know, come to think of it, Lady Pompom was bearing down on me when the bell began to ring.
Yeah, saved by the bell. That's a good sign.
It is.
Yeah.
Wham Bam.
Yeah?
Is it true that a lot of things are disappearing around here?
All the time. But when something is taken, something else is always left in its place.
But why?
Don't ask me.
Has it happened often?
Just about every day.
Well, how long has it been going on?
I guess it started not long after Lady Jowl's departure.
How strange.
Just one of the many unsolved mysteries here in the jolly old land of Inverness.
While passing through the library, Jack comes upon Evie seated at a desk. In front of her is a laptop computer, her shoulders slumped and her head slowly nodding up and down.
Evie?
Oh, sorry, Auntie, I was just... Jack?
I'm sorry to rouse you, but
no,
I
No, if my aunt caught me napping, she'd... you know.
Do you mind if I sit?
No, please.
Thanks. Evie, do you have any idea what's going on around here?
Which what's are you referring to?
Which what's? Well, I was having tea with your aunt, and we stepped away from the table for just a moment, and the teapot disappeared.
I know. It's here.
It's here?
Yes.
Where?
No, I mean, it's in here, in my laptop.
The teapot is in your laptop?
What happened is in here. See? On the screen.
Oh. While Jack and I were having tea, the pot was snatched from my hand and vanished into thin air.
Lady Pompon is dictating her memoirs.
Well, that's not exactly the way it happened. At least not with the teapot.
But neither are her memoirs.
What?
Her whole life isn't exactly the way it happened.
I see.
But I didn't answer your question.
The vanishing teapot. Which, by the way...
Was replaced by a humidor.
Yes. Is that in there, too?
Was the teapot on a table near the wall?
Yes, that's right. Why?
The walls of Inverness are hollow.
All right. There's hidden panels and passageways throughout this mansion.
That's why I was in your closet.
You were looking for a secret passageway.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Things are starting to make a bit more sense now.
Hold on!
And I think I'd better escape. I can't rely on the bell every time.
I wish I could be saved by the bell.
Hold on!
I'm in the library!
I gotta go.
Bye. Won't you please be my bell?
Are you ready now to read back my memoirs, Poodles?
Yes, Auntie.
Was that a yawn?
No, it was a sigh.
So, now that I am seated, you may begin.
I was born on a sunny spring afternoon. The lilacs and daffodils were in bloom. Outside my window, a bluebird was singing with joy.
He who gives fair words feeds you with an empty spoon.
That music. Whenever I used to hear that music, it meant an accident was about to... Wait a minute. Now, I was told it meant an accident was about to occur, but that was just a setup. There were no real accidents. What it meant was that the fourth tower of Inverness had appeared. But it lasts only as long as the song. And then it vanishes. Now, where is the entrance into that tower? I know it's below the ground level. Now, where the heck is the door to that cellar? Oh, there must be at least 100 doors in this mansion. Now, okay, Jack. No, just wait. Stop. Let your hand do the remembering. Yes. This door.
Yeah, what?
Oh, I was looking for the door to the cellar.
Next one.
Oh, thanks, Wham Bam. This is it. Now, somewhere down here is an underground passageway that leads to the base of the fourth tower. But where? Oh, God, it's filled with spider webs. And, ugh. Oh, let's see. Is this it? Oh, yeah, but this door hasn't been opened in years. Oh, okay, now. Down the passageway. Oh, there it is. The mirrored door. I can barely see my reflection, but I remember how I could just run and leap into the mirror. Ow. Ouch. Ooh. I guess that wasn't it. Wait. Now I remember. The mirror swings open. And behind it is an oval mirror, emitting a bluish-white light. Now this is the one I can... Yes, I can step through and into the fourth tower of Inverness. Space. Clouds drifting below. On the other side is a ledge and steps leading up into the tower. But what happened to the ladder that spanned that 12-foot gap? It's gone. Well, here I am. Back in the fourth tower, but this is as far as I can go. Wait a minute. Why do I want to go back into that tower? Every time I've been in there, I've almost gotten killed. You are not going to lure me up there again. Those days are over. Done.